Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary and I'm joined with Josh. Our guests this week are Kara and Shannon.
Hi.
Hello.
Greetings.
Salutations. Ooh, ooh. I went Charlotte's ooh. Web on you guys.
Yes.
Man.
I love that book.
That's a movie too, right?
It is a movie. No, I did read the book. I did read the book, believe it or not. We've got a great subject today. Seeking God. You know, he says, if you seek me, you'll find me. And we have been studying about how do we find him? Where do we find him by the word of God, right? So we have some scriptures picked out to discuss with you guys today. The first one is 2 Chronicles 15:2, and it says, the Lord is with you while ye be with him, and if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. How do you guys feel about that?
He wants to be found by us.
Yes, he does.
He wants to be found. And so he has given us that promise that if we seek him, he will be found.
Yes.
And thank goodness for his promises to us that we need to stand on.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, you know, and when you think about it, don't you want people to be looking for you? Don't you want your friends to, you know, be checking on you and, you know, or
absolutely.
You know, and I believe that's, he wants to hear from us.
He wants to be in relationship with
us. Yes. Amen.
And I think the difference is life on earth, our friends have great intentions, mm-hmm. but life gets busy, things happen, right. And we can't always be right there with someone, but God doesn't have any of those hindrances.
Right.
He is God. He can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants,
right.
And when we seek him, he's right there with us.
I agree.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. We need him to be there for all of those things. Amos 5:4 says, for thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. We were talking about this a while ago,
right.
That you can either live or die.
Yes, and you can either live with God in peace, mm-hmm. and love and security, all the things that he does promise us, or you can live,
right.
But you're living independently of a relationship with him.
That's right.
Which results in death. When we live with him, we live not just on this earth, we will live eternally with him.
Yes.
The things we talk about, our prayers, those are eternal.
Well, separation from God is not a happy place.
And the Bible tells us that Jesus came that we would have life in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can live a pretty mediocre life and you know, not have that abundance he desires for you to have if you don't seek him in your life.
Right.
And you can be a Christian and not be seeking God.
Yes,
you know, and just not becoming complacent and not seeking the Lord. But whenever you seek him and he's in the midst of everything you do, you have an abundant life.
Yes.
And like you said, that goes on eternally.
It does. And I think sometimes we limit seeking him, we miss out on that deeper connection because I've experienced that because I'm in control. I'm one of those people, I don't necessarily want to control others, but I want to be in full control of myself. And I was missing out on a deeper connection with the Holy Spirit, with God, and limiting him. And I don't want to do that. I think that we miss out on a full life with him whenever we do.
Tell me, how did you correct that? What did you do to get that deeper connection?
Well, first of all, I'm so hard-headed. God has dealt
Aren't
with
we
me.
All? And why'd you look at me, Kara?
Josh is raising his hand.
Whenever, throughout my whole life, I feel like I have always been needing to be in control. I was the fortunate child that I was the youngest in my family. So I'm that sibling that watched the other siblings and went, I'm not going to do that.
Note to self. Don't do that.
And I just felt a need to be in control. And that has followed me all through life. And in order to change that, I had to completely surrender to God.
That's the answer right there. Yes. Surrender. You it surrendered.
Is, yes. You have to surrender and you have to go, I'm sorry if you are offended by that, or I'm sorry if you don't see it like that, or if you don't want anything to do with me anymore. But God's word says, Jesus said, they don't like me. They're not going to like you. There are going to be things. And so.
He said they hated me.
Yes. Yes. And so we have to know that's part of it.
Right.
And when we seek him, we either have to go knowing that and accepting that and standing on his promises and receiving that full Holy Spirit, or we don't.
Right. You know, if we go back to the prophets of old, they had to make that same decision. If they were to say, I'm going to do it my way, and God was saying, if you do it your way, you're going to fail. But if you do it the way that I've laid it out for you, you will succeed. You will, you know, everything will fall into place, right?
Yes.
When we go back to Moses, you know, he had a stutter. He stuttered. And he said, I'm not a public speaker. I'm, you know, how am I going to speak to Pharaoh, you know? But God made a way for him to be able to go in there and stand boldly and to say what he needed to say. But he had to make a decision that I don't care what Pharaoh thinks of me. I don't care what the powers that be think of me. I'm choosing God, and I'm choosing the way he wants me to go. And that's what you're saying is you're choosing Christ over everything in this world.
You know, speaking of the prophets of old, we Pastor brought this out in the message yesterday, and then we've been talking about it since. Jeremiah 15:16 said, thy words were found and I did eat them. In other translations it said, I devoured them. We want all of Christ. And I think that's what you were saying, Kara, that you got to the point where you surrendered to all of Christ. You were devouring all of the word, the fullness of God. And that's what we want. It's more than casual, seeking of God, but it's like, I want all.
It's deep.
That his word says. Mm-hmm. I want to devour his word and have everything that he desires for me to have, that abundant life, that connection with him that he intended instead of this watered down
version
that we so often see, you know, experienced.
Right.
Well, in the staunch, this is the way we've done it. This is what we think is how we interpret it. I come to mind are the Pharisees during Jesus's day. There were two that were curious, but I'm sure they were like, okay, if I make this known,
I'm gonna lose my position.
Yes, people are going to look down on me and ask, why would I do this? They had to go forward with an open, surrendered heart, or it wasn't going to work.
That's so true. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, I mean, he really spells out how to seek him.
And he talks about diligently seeking. And a lot of times you hear about seeking him with your whole heart. That's the difference in that casual Christianity we were just talking about. And really getting down to the nitty-gritty with God and having everything is diligently, with our whole heart, searching for God. I was reading in Psalm 119, and it's just a repetitive talking about, with my whole heart, I'm want to be reading your word. I'm in your statutes, your commandments, your word over and over and over with my whole heart, with my whole heart. Like, that's the answer, is God's word.
It sure is.
And it's faith. If we can't do anything without faith, you can't move.
No.
You're just stuck in one spot. But when we grab a hold of faith and we go with it, all of these things fall into place so much easier. It's just like you said, you made that decision that I'm going to have that intimate relationship with him no matter what.
Right.
So you stepped out in faith, and God rewarded you with that.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely rewarded. Yes. And the faith thing, we know that faith is not being able to see that the people who walk by faith are walking blind.
Right.
In one way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what hangs people up. If they can't see it, they can't believe it.
Right.
Scientifically, some people, I feel so bad for people who say, oh, I have read all the science books. I talked to an older man one time. I happened to see his book collection. And I said, what is this going on? Your book collection is very interesting. There's a lot of science history-based trying to prove that God doesn't exist. And he said, I grew up drugged to church. When I got old enough, I read all the science and all the history, and I know for a fact there is no God.
Oh, that's
isn't that sad?
That hurts your heart.
It hurts. And I said, oh, my gosh, you are 83 years old.
Right.
I may not be here tomorrow, but in the grand scheme of things, you may go before me.
You're at the end of your time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if you do not make this decision different, you're not. I said, what are you going to do? Take a dirt nap? Was like, I don't intend to take a dirt nap. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to go spend eternity with Jesus and everybody else.
Well, like he was seeking ways to disprove.
Right. Yes.
Versus seeking God.
He was seeking to disprove because he wanted everything. It had to be sight-based for him.
Right.
And
he had to see it, feel it, touch it.
He was without faith.
Right.
He could not place faith in what he couldn't see.
But that's why God said, blessed is he who has not seen but yet has believed.
Yes, I was thinking the same.
Yes.
Yes.
Because, you know, how many times have you heard somebody say, oh, well, I'll see you in hell then. You know, like it's going to be some kind of big party. It's heartbreaking because you need to read about it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a party. You're not even going to know certain people are there, I'm sure.
No, because you're going to be in such agony.
Yes.
And had he spent some of that time just asking God to show himself, God would have revealed himself. God would have shown himself. He wants to be found. And though it says, blessed, you know, are those that believe and haven't seen, when we ask, he will also show himself, and it's a shame.
But, you know, doubting Thomas, he said, if I don't put my hand in the holes in his hands, I'm not going to believe it.
And Jesus said, here.
Yeah. And then he said, blessed is.
Yeah.
Because why would you not believe what I've been telling you?
But I think some people have a more, you know.
Literal.
Yes. Their mind, it's harder for them to have faith.
Oh, yeah.
Those scientific minds. Mm-hmm. And in those instances, I think God's so patient, like Jesus was with Thomas, to say, okay, here.
He spoon-feeds him.
Let me show you. Let me.
But isn't that what he's doing right here? He's spoon-feeding us how to seek him.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like, here are the instructions.
You know, the Bible says he gives seed to the sower.
Yes.
We couldn't have faith if he hadn't given us a measure of faith.
All of us the same.
He gave us the faith that we are to use. Like, we don't have anything to give him that he didn't give us.
Well, I've had people say that to me, is how do you just know? How do you just believe it? Because I choose to. We make choices every day. And I make a conscious choice to believe.
Well, and you know him.
Right.
You know him.
Exactly.
Once you've made the choice to seek him and he shows himself to you, then the easy answer is, because I know him.
Right. Exactly.
I know him.
I can
I
hear
talk to him,
him
all the
him.
Time, and he talks to me all the time, and I know he's real.
Right.
And if you aren't, if you want more, if you want to know for sure, the Bible's right there, just
right.
like you were saying. It has every ounce of information we need that was relevant in the time that it was written mm-hmm. and will be relevant till the time Jesus calls us home. There is no chance that we can leave this world without knowing, just like you said, if we seek, because we have God's Word.
Right.
It's our
But you got to look in it.
Map.
You got to read it.
You got to open it.
You've got, that's how you're seeking, right? It
yes.
doesn't.
And there's so many ways now. You don't like to read?
Listen to it. Right.
There's so many options.
Yes.
Well,
you don't want to hold the whole Bible.
Right.
Heavy Bible.
Use your phone. Well, Acts 17:27 says that they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. He's right there.
He's so near.
And we think he is in heaven sitting up there and away from us. He is right in the midst of it with us.
Right.
Yes.
And in the midst means in the middle.
In the middle.
He's
right
in the middle of every situation of
Amen.
Our life.
Yeah.
Every breath we take, he's in the middle of, and he's graced us with that breath.
Yes. You know,
thank you, Lord.
I was, you're going to hear some page turning here, because I was looking at Ezra 8:22. You know, there's so much knowledge in that verse. Ezra 8:22 says, "For I'm going to read the whole verse, and it says, "For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, The hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him." You know, in that, and 23 says, "So we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us." So they what were they doing?
They were seeking God.
Yes.
They began to fast in a time of trouble. And they began to pray. And
yes.
that's a time of great seeking.
Yes.
That's another level, fasting.
Yes. It really is.
You know?
Yes, hunger is a good tool.
Right. Yes.
But
And the Lord was entreated of
yes,
them.
He was.
He saw them, that they are seeking me. They are serious.
Right. And they mm. are in the midst of a storm.
Yeah.
And Ezra, you know, the whole book of Ezra is a lot of seeking God.
Yeah.
There's a lot of moments in there that some serious actions were taking place. But in any book, and if even if we don't talk just strictly about the books of the Bible, in our day-to-day life, how many times do you seek him? You know?
And further that, I mean, yes, how many times do we seek him?
Right.
Do we seek him in everything? I think I am improving in this. I think he's growing me in the fact that my first line of defense most of the time is him.
Mm-hmm.
But how many times do we go, oh, now how am I going to tackle that problem? How am I going to get that done?
Mm-hmm.
And then later go, oh, yeah, I need to pray about that.
That'll do it.
Yeah. And so he has to be our first line of defense
yeah.
because
Absolutely.
Of our relationship with him, because we have been seeking him. And where it ends in verse 22 of Ezra 8, it says, "But his great anger is against all who forsake him."
Right.
That is, I don't want that anger.
No. And you don't want that wrath directed towards you.
No. And why do we fight against that?
Right.
When all he wants to do is love us.
Right.
It's not like we are, when we seek him, we are getting the niblets off the table that fell on the floor.
Right.
We are getting everything. We are getting all of him. And what would be wrong with that in
right.
comparison to forsaking him and his wrath or anger be against us?
Well, you know, I was reading this little snippet from Fulton Sheen. And it says, ever since the days of Adam, man has been hiding from God and saying God is hard to find. Instead of us seeking him first, like you said, I find it easier to seek him when it's something I'm personally dealing with. When it comes to my kids or my grandkids, I tend to want to fix it first. And then, so, but God is working on me. Like, if you had given me that, I would have handled it much better than you did.
You right. know, in this same chapter of Ezra, I want to read verse 21. We read 22, but it says, then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava that we might afflict ourselves before God to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. And I've always liked that, and I've even prayed that sometimes. Our little ones. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Just like you're saying, we want to fix things for them, and yet we're not their Savior.
No.
And so when we can seek God for our little ones
right.
and all of our substance and all those things that we are tempted to want to fix ourselves. But if we seek God for that, he's going to be faithful to our little ones.
Well, you know, and it's our job.
And my little ones aren't little anymore.
Right.
But in my mind, they're my little ones. And I still call them that in prayer. And I know that God will be entreated of us for seeking him for those things that we wish we could fix ourselves, but we can't.
Right. And we do as moms. I almost feel like it's just second nature for us to want to fix it, correct it, make it right. And there's some...
You cannot.
There's not. There's like, I can't help you at your job.
But you can seek the Lord for them.
Yes. Yes. I can pray about it, pray over it.
And we can seek the Lord for each other.
Amen.
And that's such a blessing
to
have prayer partners. And
yes.
that God puts people in your life that'll seek God for you.
Amen. It's so true.
It's such a blessing to have those true prayer warrior prayer mm-hmm. partners, because there's a lot of people out there that will say, oh, yeah, I'll pray about that, and never
right.
that was the end of the conversation, and it's forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
But those people who do not do that, those people who take that to heart,
write
who want
it down.
To be,
mm-hmm.
You know they're going to pray about that. That's a huge blessing
right.
from God.
It is. It is.
Such a blessing.
And sometimes you get busy. There's sometimes I've had to say, Lord, I know I've had several prayer requests, and I can't remember who they were or what it was, but you know.
Yes.
You know what they were.
I've done the same thing.
Yeah.
If you don't have, I try to write them down, mm-hmm. but if it's been the middle of my busy work day,
right.
and I think, oh, Lord, I can't remember, but I know that I told people
right.
I would pray for them today, Lord, you see them.
Right.
And he's faithful.
Or bring them to my remembrance. Help me. But it's more important that they're...
That they're brought
before him. On your remembrance. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. This is a great... I love this. This
I
is
like
so
this
good.
Scripture right here in Hosea 10 and 12. It says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't that a good place to
it
stop?
Is. It is a great place.
It's time to seek the Lord.
Yes. Seek him first.
And when we do, he will come and rain righteousness
right.
upon us.
And that being a farming almost parable, but mm-hmm. not.
Yeah, but you're right. Sowing and reaping and
right.
breaking up.
Something familiar to them. They knew that those things weren't going to happen immediately always.
Right.
Those things took time. But the Lord, if we seek till he come and rain righteousness.
That's a good point.
Until
he rains.
Yes.
Until he sends the rain.
Yes.
Well, Jeremiah 29:13 says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart.
Yes.
And, you know, he knows. He knows when we're serious and when we're not.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It has
We
been.
Could go on all night. Listen, let's just be honest.
We could.
We have to have a stopping off spot.
But, we could.
But if... and we're just glad that people are here, you know, listening and enjoying this with us. Kara, would you like to close in prayer with us?
I would love to.
Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for the opportunity to look through your word and to seek you, because you are going to be right there with me. Your word shows us over and over that you are right there with us, and that our first choice should be to seek you, because the alternative is not, the other choice is not going to be in our favor. And so we just thank you, Lord, for guiding us through this lesson. Lord, I just pray over the people who are listening to this, that something that was said here is something they needed to hear to spark their desire to seek you more. Thank you for that, Lord. And we just ask this in your name, and we love you, and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Well, just seek him, folks. That's all we can share with you is the more you seek, the better it gets every time.
Amen.
Well, we want to thank everyone for joining us today. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening so you do not miss an episode. Please leave a review and share with your family and friends so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve, to reach, and to teach.